An extreme heat warning is in effect until 8 tonight across Ohio. The National Weather Service says heat index values could reach 107 degrees. Stay hydrated and limit outdoor activity. Today, the observance of the Independence Day holiday. Local, state, and federal offices were closed. The U.S. Postal Service delivering mail. Most banks were open. Authorities have confirmed the body of a missing Alliance man was found inside a truck in Deer Creek Reservoir. Police say the body identified as 20-year-old Nathaniel Heng, who was last seen on the morning of June 3rd, leaving his home in his truck. The vehicle was found submerged off Price Street in Lexington Township last weekend. His father said in a Facebook post the family has received official confirmation. A deadly two-vehicle crash is under investigation in Perry Township. Highway Patrol says it happened around 3:50 Thursday afternoon. An SUV crossed the center line on Navarre Road Southwest and struck a van near Negley Avenue, causing the van to overturn. The SUV driver, 28-year-old Dylan Manek of Canton, was pronounced dead at the scene. The 40-year-old Copley man driving the van was taken to Mercy Hospital with minor injuries. Three people in custody after East Canton police say officers heard gunfire. The incident happened Thursday in the Burger Street South area, where officers stopped a vehicle occupied by one adult male and two male juveniles. According to authorities, a 9mm handgun was found in one suspect's waistband. All three were taken into custody at the scene and face multiple charges, including carrying a concealed weapon and obstructing official business. The Salem School District expects to save thousands of dollars after rehiring six retired staff members. Treasurer Michael Douglas says former employees are returning to their old positions at lower salaries while still receiving state pensions. He tells WFMJ-TV the move also helps maintain experience during the transition to a new K-8 building. The district will also use the change to review staffing needs and control costs. Electric reliability upgrades being planned across three Northeast Ohio counties. First Energy says the $42.9 million project would rebuild more than 25 miles of existing transmission lines in Trumbull, Mahoning, and Portage counties, including an 8.3-mile stretch from Beloit through Smith, Goshen, and Berlin townships. The company says the project aimed at reducing outages and improving power reliability during severe weather. The work would replace poles and upgrade wire without building new lines or clearing trees. A family awarded $25 million in a medical malpractice and wrongful death verdict against the Hope Center for Cancer Care in Youngstown. The case involved a patient who developed a severe infection after treatment for anemia and later died in 2021 from bacterial endocarditis following a stroke. Court records say the patient was sent home after showing signs of infection following an IV iron infusion and was later admitted to a hospital in critical condition. First responders in Mahoning County will soon have a new tool to assist with school emergencies. WFMJ-TV reports county commissioners have approved an agreement with a New Jersey-based critical response group to develop standardized digital maps for all local schools. The system will be used by 911 dispatchers, law enforcement, fire, and EMS to improve response coordination and provide consistent information. The program will also include training for school staff and emergency personnel. Warren man charged in a homicide now facing an additional felony while behind bars. The Trumbull County grand jury has indicted 19-year-old Saroyan Kuto on a charge of possession of a deadly weapon while under detention, alleging he had a weapon inside the county jail in May. Kuto has been held on a $5 million bond since his arrest in the shooting death of Damian Williams in a Moran home March 31st. A Warren man will face a mandatory prison sentence of at least 1 year after pleading guilty in connection with a gas station shooting. 26-year-old Makai Sims entered guilty pleas to felonious assault and discharge of a firearm. Sentencing has not yet been set. Trumbull County prosecutors say the case stems from an April fight at a Sunoco on West Market Street, where police say 4 to 5 shots were fired and shell casings were found outside the store. While questions remain about what led investigators to a Vinton County home where 16 children were found living in what authorities described as deplorable conditions, newly obtained court records show deputies had an arrest warrant for one of the home's occupants. Hey, the children were discovered. Authorities executed a search warrant at the home Tuesday. Four adult members of the Siders family were arrested. Each is charged with 16 felony counts of endangering children. Investigators have said they did not expect to find the children inside the home as they were conducting an unrelated investigation. The warrant lists public indecency charges tied to incidents at the family's Omer Street home on May 23rd, 27th, 29th, and 31st.